Welcome to the Project Safe Neighborhoods podcast series, presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. As you know, Project Safe Neighborhoods is a nationwide commitment to reduce gun and gang crime in America by networking existing local programs that target gang and gun crime and providing these programs with additional tools necessary to be successful. Since its inception in 2001, approximately $2 billion has been committed to this initiative. This funding is being used to hire new federal and state prosecutors, support investigators, provide training, distribute gun lock safety kits, deter juvenile gun crime, and develop and promote community outreach efforts, as well as to support other gun and gang violence reduction strategies. NCPC is proud to be a partner with BJA on this very important work. This podcast series from NCPC invites experts from the field to share the latest emerging trends, information, and success stories and strategies in gang and gun violence prevention. We hope you find this series beneficial to your work and the resources presented helpful. I'm your host, Max Meskel, with the National Crime Prevention Council. Today's podcast is on the Safe Firearms Storage Campaign. Responsible firearms owners use their firearms safely and understand the need to prevent their firearms from getting into the wrong hands. They also know that firearm safety should be a priority if we want to better protect children, prevent avoidable injury, and keep communities safe. Welcome to our podcast today, where we will discuss the Safe Firearms Storage Campaign. Joining me today is Michelle Boykins. Michelle Boykins is the Senior Director of Communications at NCPC and the person behind the Safe Firearm Storage Public Education Campaign. She directs all operational aspects for marketing, media relations, and public service advertising, symbolized by the McGruff the Crime Dog, his nephew Scruff, and the Take a Bite Out of Crime slogan. The $1 million public service campaign provides a tremendous return on investment by receiving an average of $60 million in donated media support. Through media relations and marketing activities, Ms. Boykins does outreach to get media to cover NCPC's important crime prevention messages and provides assistance to state agencies that want to promote the McGruff PSAs locally and works with the media to encourage support for the campaign. Before joining NCPC, Mrs. Boykins had extensive experience in media relations at a top 10 public relations firm and an association. She has a BA in Communication Studies from Virginia Polytech Institute and State University. Mrs. Boykins, thank you for assisting NCPC with this podcast today.
Thank you, Max, for having me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a couple questions here for you. To start us off, who is involved in the creation of this campaign?
Well, the Safe Firearms Storage Campaign is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance, and it was created by the National Crime Prevention Council in partnership with the Ag Council and developed pro bono by the advertising agency Merkley and Partners. And what's unique about this work is that we use many different voices of the community in the PSAs to encourage firearm owners to lock it up and to visit ncpc.org to find the best firearm storage solutions for them. And the objective of the campaign is to emphasize that owning firearms, as you said, comes with the responsibility for the benefit of the owner's home and community, to store those firearms properly and safely when they're not in use. So we want to encourage firearm owners to have conversations about firearms and firearm safety with their families if they have a firearm in the home. And then we wanted to share the necessary resources to provide firearm safety information in homes and communities.
Now, why is locking up guns important for gun owners and others in their community?
Well, I think there are a lot of different statistics out there, but when you look at it, one of the statistics that we found that was really important and really was a motivator for the firearm owners in the research that we conducted, which is according to a study by the RAND Corporation using statistics gathered through the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that approximately 1.4 million homes have firearms stored in a way that makes them accessible to the wrong hands, including children, at-risk youth, potential thieves, and people who intend to harm themselves or others. So when you consider that kind of statistic, we really feel like this campaign is much like we would teach all drivers to buckle up in case of accidents and to lock their cars to prevent people from stealing their property. The same logic applies to this campaign. We want owners to lock up their firearms to prevent accidents and keep them out of the wrong hands, because safe storage really ensures that owners are doing their part to increase public safety.
And how can gun owners lock up their guns safely? What options are available to them?
Well, there are a lot of different options available out there, thankfully, for firearm owners. Firearm owners really have to find the safety solution that's right for their specific situation. But at a minimum, they should consider using a firearm safety device or storing the firearm in a locked container that only authorized persons can access. So two of the most common locking mechanisms are trigger locks and cable locks. There are also smaller lock boxes and larger firearm safes in terms of locking storage containers that people can also use. But basically, when we're talking about firearm storage, there are three key things that we want all firearm owners to do related to safe storage. Always make sure that they clear their firearm before storing it. They use firearm safety devices, such as the trigger locks and the cable locks I just mentioned, or the firearm safe or other smaller lock boxes. And then we want them to store additional ammunition separately in a locked container. Following those basic rules and then coupling that with a safety solution that works best for the firearm owner, that's the best way to be able to ensure firearm safety.
What can gun owners do if their gun is lost or stolen?
Well, if your firearm is lost or stolen, you immediately need to report it to law enforcement. Local law enforcement, will take that report. If you can give them as much information as possible as a firearm owner, then you can help aid in the recovery of that firearm much quicker. So what we also recommend is that owners consider keeping a firearm inventory sheet for their own personal knowledge and use in such a situation like this where the firearm has been stolen, because if they can immediately give law enforcement the description of the firearm, all the necessary information, serial numbers, and all of that kind of information, it should help aid in the recovery of that firearm, or at least in the tracking of that firearm, so if it does wind up being used in some criminal manner, that they're able to track it back and to know what happened to it.
And for kids, what should kids do if their friend shows them a gun or brags at school about how they can get to their parents' gun whenever they want?
For children, we encourage them to follow four simple steps. And the first is to stop. Second, don't touch. Third, get away. And fourth, tell an adult. If you follow those four steps, you're protecting yourself and you're helping to keep other people safe in that situation. If you find that someone's bragging about bringing a gun to school or bringing a gun to the playground, you need to tell an adult immediately. Let them know that someone has said they brought a gun to school, or if you see someone has a gun in their backpack or they're showing it off to someone else, it is your responsibility to make sure that you go tell a trusted adult, because you can help prevent a situation from occurring.
Well, those are all the questions I have for you today. Once again, thank you, Mrs. Boykins, for speaking with me.
You're welcome, Max. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in this podcast. This podcast can be downloaded on NCPC's websites, PSN, and Safe Firearm Storage pages at www.ncpc.org. This podcast is presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance and supported by the grant number 2010-GP-BX-K006. The Bureau of Justice Assistance is a component of the Office of Justice Programs, which includes the Bureau of Justice Statistics, the National Institute of Justice, the Office of Juvenile Justice, and Delinquency Prevention, the SMART Office, and the Office for Victims of Crime. The points of view or opinions in this podcast are those of the author and do not represent the official position or policies of the United States Department of Justice. Again, this is Max Meskel with the National Crime Prevention Council. Thank you for joining us.